The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Robert Morris explains that even when life seems to fall apart, you can still live the blessed life.
So it's not that everything goes perfectly in this world, but it's that God gives us a joy on the inside through the difficulties, through the tough times. That's the blessed life. We literally lose our life in Christ and find our life in Him.
Welcome to Life Today. James Robinson in Betty. And hey, you got to continue now with our pastor, Robert Morris. Hope you can handle that. Gateway pastor, written 20 books, bestsellers, nearly all of them. The Blessed Life, he first taught it right here. Before he had been out really just preaching it like a series. As a matter of fact, he had never written a book. And I was talking to Robert yesterday or earlier in the week and said, how'd you do this, Robert? He said, I dictated it. But Robert, we're just glad you're here talking about the blessed life. And we've tried to make it very clear. But I don't know if you and I, learning as we go through, that we didn't really realize what Jesus meant by, you know, the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and then teaching us to pray, thy kingdom come, and the next verse being, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, like we think, well, it can't be, and yet he told us to pray that. And you said the kingdom's come. It's like we miss it. When you look back at the blessed life, it's so obvious. You just unfolded kingdom reality, kingdom impact, kingdom that has come manifest. And then when you look back through all of Scripture, like we said, the first program we did on this, it's not an idle word. It's your life.
Yeah.
And I want you to have a long life in the land I'm taking you into with your family. But you live by the Word. It's going to be so blessed. If you're not in the Word, you can get to worshiping the beautiful blessings, not just the ugly, rotten, sinful potential, but the beauty. So we really, let's just say, started seeing kingdom reality open. And I think what we're trying to show people now is that they'll come and look at the blessed life as an introduction to every area of what God says as not being an idle word, but our very life. I think they're going to begin to apply it. I think you could make an impact on the world that the world and certainly our nation needs right now.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the blessed life, when I was thinking about it, we talk about that I began teaching it right here on this program and wrote the book for this program, for Life Today.
Yeah, that's how it started, yeah.
Yeah, but it really started way before that when I was traveling with you as a young man. and God,
I was kind of young.
Yeah, no, you were young back then.
Yeah, I was in my 30s and you were
and
like
God
20.
Used those truths of us wanting to give up everything.
Absolutely.
Reputation, you know, what people thought of us. We wanted to know the Word.
Yeah.
We wanted to follow Jesus. And immediately then what happened was the giving became a result of that.
Yep.
Because we wanted everyone to know that life. We wanted everyone to
know. No doubt.
Yeah. So
praise God. Well, it's just, you know, Jack Taylor preached, don't count everything else but dung. And then all of a sudden everything else becomes magnificent, the beautiful, fruitful garden of God. And God loves the bouquet of all of the beauty. And we got to see it now. I think if people understand the blessed life and how it affects us with kingdom impact, we got to understand that it will always affect the people closest to you. It's not like, well, we're this preacher up here. We're helping them. It's going to be right here with us together. I mean, we've been married 57 years, mm-hmm. going toward 58.
Close.
Keeping up with it okay.
Real close.
And we still like each other, you know, because
most
I've gotten...
Most of the time.
Well, that's right. But I've gotten kind of hard of hearing, and so I got hearing aids in. It's a tough deal.
My patience are tested.
Well, your patience is a little thin because I can't hear, and then you kind of raise your voice and sound like me, and you're not like me. I married a sweetheart, not a, you know. But anyway, the point is we have such a joyful relationship together.
Yeah.
57 years. That's the blessed life, Robert. It just gets full. I want everybody to have that. But it's affected our family, our children, our grandchildren.
Yeah.
There's a difference God makes.
Well, it's, you know, we Debbie and I have three children. And One of them's named after you, which sometimes I've regretted. Let's just be honest.
Okay. Well, man, did he ever do the good parts?
No,
that you
he's doing the good things. He's doing the good things. But okay. When there was that little bit of stubbornness, I thought maybe I shouldn't have named him after James. You know. So, my kids, Josh and Elaine, oldest and youngest, they were just kind of spend everything they got growing up. But James saved it. He just put it in the bank. I told him early on, you know, whatever you put in the bank, I'll match. And it almost broke me. But I used to even borrow from him. It was good. He had money in the bank.
That's
you know.
Cool.
So, but what I didn't realize was when I came on this program 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago, and taught the Blessed Life, there was a woman that ordered the book from watching it on Life Today. And she got saved because of it, because it's more than just giving finances.
Sure.
So she gives her life to the Lord. She's going through a divorce. She asks her husband, who's divorcing her, to read the book. He gets saved. So she comes to our little bookstore, which is about the only place you could get it, was Gateway Bookstore and Life Today back then. Yeah. And she said, I want to buy 10 of them for my friends. And she goes to pay for it at the bookstore, and the 10 are already setting out. And the lady at the bookstore said, they're already paid for. And I found this out because she wrote me a letter and told me. And she said, what do you mean they're paid for? And she said, well, did you see the young man that was taking the trash out when you were talking about what the book had done for you behind you? And she said, yeah. And she said, well, that's Pastor Robert's son, James.
Wow.
And when he heard that you wanted to give these books away, he came down here and paid for the books.
Wow. Bless you, James. That is so cool. Special.
So when you see that it affects your children, it affects the people around you. Generosity is contagious. And it's actually a thin line between selfishness and generosity. And as believers, we all want to step over the line. We all want to. And it just takes sometimes just something small, like even watching this program and seeing someone that doesn't have clean water and saying, well, I can't do a well, but I can do this amount. I can do something. Mm-hmm. Something, a small step of obedience like that. And once you step over from selfishness to generosity, it changes your life and it changes everybody's life around you.
It has to be a heart change, too. Now, I mean, it's not just a gimmick. It's not something you're going to get something. Like you said in some of the earlier shows, there's something that happens to happen to the heart.
Yeah.
To make that difference.
And it happens automatically when there is that right motivation. Like when you see someone that needs clean water and you think, you know what? I don't care if I get anything out of this. Yeah. I want to help that child that I'll probably never meet. It's a miracle. Mm-hmm. A miracle happens in the heart. Mm-hmm. And when it happens, you can never go back. Mm. It's your life has changed forever.
You know, it's just knowing who we are in Christ and His kingdom in us. You know, we now live in a neighborhood that grew up from cow pastures to where it's a lot of beautiful homes, pretty exceptional. And you know what I've watched, and this is one of the most powerful passages over in the Romans 12 about rejoicing with those who rejoice and weeping with those who weep. I'm going to use this as an illustration. One time I was praying for a plane that was going over, and I said, God, just bless those people, bless that. And I heard the Lord just whisper, I heard that. And I got to where I would pray for people on the street. You know, everybody I see jogging, I will look at them and say, I wonder if they're jogging to lose weight or stay in shape. I don't care where they are. Lord, there takes some commitment there, and I want you just to bless them. I watch a lot of them with their dogs. You know, you say, what do you think when you see them with their dogs? I say, you said to them, I sure love you. Look what I gave you. But as I look at these big homes being built, or a lot of times I'll see a nice home that somebody moved in like 6 months later, a year later, you see it going out. And you say, well, what do you do? Here's what I do. When I watch them building it, I'll say, oh, they got that money. Well, I wish I had that. That never crosses my mind. I'm just telling you it doesn't. Maybe it does yours, but I want to try to move you to another level. I say, Lord, I'm glad you blessed them that way. And I'm glad all those people have a job that are building it and working for the materials. Look at all the jobs. Thank you. Look at the people who have to take care of it. And all the people that work. Bless them all. And Lord, would you please see to it that there's a home living in that house, that there's a family that knows how to love one another, not just stuff, but the home rather than the house. And then, Robert, if I see one up for sale, sometimes I will pause and say, Lord, maybe their dream crashed. Lord, would you let the reality of you being their dream and catch your vision? Because that's the fullness of life. See, I find that I want to weep with those who weep. Does that sound to you like blessed life living?
That is the blessed life. Because you're not even thinking about the house. You're thinking about the home. Mm-hmm. When Debbie and I were called to this area to plant the church, and we prayed with you and Betty about it, as you said, it went from cow pastures to mansions, basically.
It's unbelievable.
It went from blue collar to gold collar, is what I say. It skipped white collar completely, you know. But we started driving around these big houses out here, and I pulled over and started crying. And I just remember thinking, when you get up in an airplane, you don't realize how big this house is. It's only when you're sitting here looking at it. But the higher we go up, it doesn't matter whether it's a 2,000 square foot or a 20,000 square foot house. So God doesn't see that. Mm-mm. He sees the family in there, the teenager struggling, the marriage that started out as a dream and now it's a nightmare. He sees the people. And so that was the whole reason we started Gateway Church in this area, because these people need Jesus just like everyone needs Jesus. And selfishness and greed was so rampant in this area. And yet, think about, God brought us in with the opposite spirit, mm-hmm. the spirit of generosity. And that, you've seen it, that has broken through in our church big time. And then you've got the person with the mansion sitting beside the person with the mobile home, and they both love Jesus.
And they love each other.
And they love each other.
And they want to love other people. Yeah. I mean, it's just it's the most amazing thing. You know, we're talking about family. I love Robert's children. I love their spouses. I was a part of the weddings. And here's the deal. You know, we're going to pray for James right after this. And really and truly that God will give him a double portion of anointing. And you may think it's the Robert and the James. You kind of felt like there was something to that. We're going to pray about that. But when I look at Bridget and I look at James, I see the beauty of Jesus. And I look at your Josh and his precious wife and those kids. And Elaine, and I remember Elaine, she kind of kept us really having to pray.
Yes, she did.
Well, we just really need to pray. Elaine, bless you, sweetheart. Okay? Here's the deal, though. It's just amazing. It's amazing what God's done. And the beauty of their family, their children are so beautiful. And they're both in ministry in the Houston area, in Katy. And it's just to see God. And then Josh has just been... I can't get over it. And the grandkids, how many grandkids you got now, Robert?
9.
I got 11. You got 2 more to go. I'm sure you'll get them. I'm
well,
sure.
Well, the door's closed is what I heard.
But they're beautiful.
They're
families.
Beautiful.
You know, people used to say that, you know, James, if we didn't think much of you or like you, we like Betty. But your kids, they're really remarkable. The grandkids are remarkable.
Yeah.
Yours are remarkable.
Yeah.
This is part of the blessed life. And by the way, I'm sorry, I can't say that without stopping and thinking. How many of you may be sitting there, you don't know how much we want to say that. Let's just pause right now and pray for the broken heart and the broken home. Father, Robert and I are not trying to sit here with Betty and talk about how great everything is in our home. Lord, I grew out where I had no home. Didn't even have a house that faced a street. And Lord, I know what it's like to feel like you've lost everything. To see flood damage, to see damage tearing stuff up that you liked. So, Lord, I know there are a lot of people right now that they're not even concerned about the condition of the house, but the home, the marriage, the family. God, please show them that the blessed life, the kingdom life with the King involved in the situation brightens the day, lightens the load. And, God, that's what we're asking you to do. For every person watching, because, Lord, we're not trying to get them to compare about how good it is here. The reason it's good anywhere in the midst of the biggest challenges is because you, the King, with all of your love and compassion and peace beyond understanding, is available to flood like a refreshing river. And I pray that for everyone watching right now. In Jesus' name. Robert, we want everyone to get the best life, even those that may have it, to get the other materials that we are offering with it, the Blessed Life collection here, these messages that you've preached, to listen to them, what we put together to share, as we think about how many people are not experiencing the fullness and the fruitfulness God wants them to have, what would you say to them in light of what you feel in your heart for them now and you would want them to hear, as well as what you believe they might get out of the resources we're offering that talk about the blessed life and about kingdom reality, the King is here, and what can happen? What do you want them to hear?
Well, I would say the blessed life is not the perfect life. In other words, everything doesn't go perfectly. Mm. You know, we were talking about children, and there was a time when Elaine was away from the Lord. And now she's serving the Lord, and it's wonderful. There was the health crisis I went through a couple of years ago. Almost died.
Right.
You guys lost your daughter, 40 years old, beautiful, beautiful. I knew her since she was a young girl, you know? So it's not that everything goes perfectly in this world, but it's that God gives us a joy on the inside through the difficulties, through the tough times. That's the blessed life. We literally lose our life in Christ and find our life in Him. And there is something so simple that helps us make that step. And it is generosity. It is changing in our hearts. And it's a miracle that God can do if we will simply step out and obey a small prompting. It's normally always a small prompting. And when we step out and obey that small prompting to bless someone, a miracle happens in our hearts.
And it's so much more than monetary money, even though where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. Robert, one of the great treasures that we have, especially if we're busy people, is our time. Otherwise, we have gifts or talents in a particular way, and we place them at the disposal of others. I found great joy helping others become more successful without ever one time, not only not thinking about what might come to me, but making it clear you're not even going to be able to help me. I've had some people force stuff on me because you don't tell me, God bless me, that I can't say bless. I said, okay, I'm not going to get in an argument or fight with you. I'm trying to be a blessing. But the point is, what we're trying to do with what we've shared in the 2 weeks that you're seeing, well, what a way to start the year coming out of a really challenging year. And this year is going to be full of challenges too. They already are right now. We want you to step into the life of understanding the blessed life is the life that blesses. You know, it's the joy of the Lord that becomes our strength. That didn't just mean we're all happy, happy, happy. No, His joy. You notice in that prayer that if you call upon me, I'm going to answer you. You know, you turn from wicked ways. He didn't say seek my hand or seek my blessing or seek my face. Mm-hmm. Well, you can tell when somebody's pleased. And you know when the Father's pleased. Jesus said, I only want to do those things that please the Lord. That's the blessed life. That is really kingdom reality. The whole series we're offering to you. And Robert, you know, we have been blessed to bless others. And life today has become one of the most unbelievable mission expressions on this planet because of people watching. And here's what we're all three going to sit here and pray that you'll do. I want you just to listen. And I want you to hear not just a mother or a grandmother or a parent's desire for those they love, but that Father's desire. And just know this, you are the way to the miracle many people long for. And boy, you talk about joy unspeakable, full of glory. Watch closely and get ready to step into that joy by sharing that joy. Watch closely.
Deadly water is no respecter of persons. It preys on the young and old alike. For a mother named Fidez, the lives of her husband and two young children were taken by waterborne illness. And young Chantel must offer her siblings the same disease-filled water that claimed the life of their mother. These are just a few of the tragic stories that Jeannie Rogers heard throughout her journey in Burundi, Africa. This long road of despair ultimately led her to a grandmother named Kosalida, whose family also suffered great loss.
So how has this water affected your family?
I'm
What are your fears about these children and this water?
Moved by the weight of Casalita's tragedy and the strength of her faith, Jeannie asked to pray with her for God's intervention.
I ask, in agreement with her faith, that you change the situation in her family, that you protect the lives of her children and her grandchildren, and all the people of this village. Lord, give them good water, clean water. In Jesus' name, amen. You have a choice. You have a choice of whether you will help this grandmother, these people in this village, get clean water, save their lives.
Honey, what do you want our viewers to hear?
Yeah, like Jeannie, you have a choice to make right here. And she was talking to that grandmother. That grandmother looks around and she doesn't see any hope for her grandchildren. She's lost one grandbaby. And we'll lose many more if we don't get the help she needs. But she still had hope in her heart that somebody was going to hear her cry. Somebody help me, help my grandchildren. And we're them. We're the ones she's asking help from. So please, won't you join us and let's help all these precious families that love their children like we love ours. Give them fresh, clean water to drink. I know you will. I believe that your hearts were touched today. I know you're going to help.
You know, Betty, we've found 350 areas where we know there's water, but we need to give them a well, and where it's manually, because they don't always have reliable power, electricity, but children can pump it. And it's not subject to contamination, but it's sealed and it's a beautiful gift. And they cost $4,800. Did you hear that mother or grandmother saying that I'm asking God to touch it? In other words, I'm praying and I'm asking God. Do you realize that we are talking to the answer to our prayers? Because God does what? He uses His body. We're literally His hands and His arms. Think about this. He wants His body, the church, His family, the family of the perfect Father, to put His loving arms around the world He gave His Son to redeem. And that is precisely what you're doing, because you can know this. Those missionaries and relief workers that your love sends, they not only give them water for life, they point them to the water of life. And that's why more people have come to Christ in the outreaches where we've fed and drilled wells than have gotten the food and the water. Millions, because they see love manifest. We're going to send you for any gift just to help us in the outreaches of life. We'll send you Robert's book and a gift of $50 or more. We'll send you everything in the whole package. And remember, the wells cost $4,800. Maybe you give $1,200. Maybe you give it all. Maybe you give several wells. I don't know what you can do, but I believe you do God's will. You put first things first. I believe you'll do it. But just right now, I pray you make the gift. Go get your bank card. Write a check. Make the life. Get your bank card. Go online or call the number and say, here's my gift. Robert, I'm excited about people literally touching people with the hands of Jesus.
I am too. And I was thinking about just to say to you personally, every person watching me has a giving testimony. I can guarantee you, if we asked you, tell us about when you gave and what God did, and yet every time we get another opportunity, we seem to struggle. And I'd just like to ask you, do something today. Do something on this opportunity. God's moving your heart. Do something to give life to these precious children.
Thank you, Robert. Robert's going to be with us all week. Please, right now, go online. If you're going to put that check in the mail, call us and tell us what you're sending.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, This is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you Pastor Robert Morris's book, The Blessed Life. In this best-selling book, Pastor Robert shares God's principles for living a blessed life both financially and spiritually. And with your gift of $50 or more, you can request the Blessed Life Collection. This 8-message CD series includes and expands upon Robert Morris's Blessed Life teachings and helps you discover more about God's supernatural favor in your family, finances, and faith. Also included is a Kingdom Living bonus DVD.
We've been applying the principles of the Blessed Life for over 15 years. It's changed our life, and I know it'll change yours.
This is the last week to receive the Blessed Life Collection. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I want to remind you, thank you for your gift. There are 8 messages here, audio, that Robert preached about it. Here's a DVD where we're just kind of wrapping together all this understanding of the blessed life and kingdom impact. Living because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, it can be. The blessed life. Robert, we're going to talk to someone on the next program that their world caved in with such pain they didn't want to live. And you're going to find out how the life of God poured through members of his body gave them a reason to live. Thank you so much for watching. It's a joy to be with these people and to share our pastor. Tell your friends to watch.
When planning your future, keep their future in mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Tomorrow on Life Today, Dane and Michelle Miner share how they have learned to live the blessed life, even in the midst of tragedy. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.